The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
When Shaka Smart was introduced as the new men's basketball coach at the University of Texas, he took a moment to acknowledge the place where he became famous.
I want to say thank you to all of our players and staff at VCU. I didn't know if I would ever leave VCU.
But he did leave, and as we hear from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project, VCU now has a big hole to fill.
Shaka Smart has basically become synonymous with havoc, and this is the moniker for the style of play he uses, and it's also been marketed as the image for VCU, as a university that's on the move. Smart's legacy was cemented by an improbable run to the Final Four of the NCAA back in 2011, which was just his second year as the coach of VCU's team. And even though they ended up losing in the semifinals to Butler, the experience still gave VCU a national marketing boost that they've estimated is about $10 million in value.
The story by Michael March in the Richmond Times-Dispatch says VCU merchandise sales exploded in the spring of 2011, along with the interest in the university from college-bound high school students. There was a big spike in applications after that Final Four. Katie, the question now is, how do they keep the excitement going without Shaka Smart? The administration seems confident that they can get the right person into the job.
Oh, definitely. And of course, Shaka has left the team in a great position now. VCU has come so far in the last few years, so it will be a great opportunity for someone else.
And speaking of opportunities, a city staffer in Virginia Beach has had the opportunity to look into municipal bank accounts with some fairly healthy balances, and until now, no one knew.
Right. John Holland wrote an article about this in the Virginia Pilot. The problem apparently began 5 or 6 years ago when the employee, who hasn't been publicly named, was setting up a human services account for petty cash and small expenses. And that was a modest account. It never held more than $5,000. However, when she went to set it up, Bank of America improperly gave her an online access code that also worked for 9 other accounts that held hundreds of millions of dollars.
How did they finally find out?
A Beach auditor, Lyndon Remius, has said his office spotted the problem during an unrelated investigation and asked the employee what was going on.
What was not going on, apparently, was any tampering with the accounts. There's no money missing and nothing seems out of line.
When he asked her to show him, she was very open, and she showed how she scrolled down past all the big accounts to get to hers. And the day where this employee showed Remius the account, the opening account had $50 million in it. So she definitely did have some access to some big money.
The city is consulting with Bank of America to try and figure out what happened. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can read more from today's featured stories and see their entire daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.